You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Is this his book deal money? Is that the $5 million? I'm just curious, because he got $5 million.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I just saw this, too. We were talking about coronavirus. Well, that's what I wanted to get into. I have to share this with you. So Cuomo tweets this actually just probably about 20 minutes ago. Today we announce a big new reason to get vaccinated, a chance to win up to $5 million, or basically what he got for his book deal. Get vaccinated at any 10 state vax sites and receive a free New York NYS lottery scratch off ticket with a grand prize of $5 million. Must be 18 or older. So they're like paying people now. If you get they can't even give this stuff away. If you get vaccinated, we'll literally give you $5 million. If you get vaccinated, we will literally take you to the VIP room for a chance. I mean, like, where does it end? Isn't it getting crazier? You're laughing, but you know it's going to get to that. You're going to have Gavin Newsom out there himself. You know this is right. Like, what? Because I saw somebody, one state was like, you could win a chance to win $1 million. And New York's like, no, $5 million. You could get a chance to win $5 million. Just come and let us inject you. We'll give you anything you want. Do you want some fries? We got fries. Do you want some sports jerseys like the ones that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is sporting? We got that for you, too. Just come on down. Get injected. Woo! It's kind of what it is, isn't it? It's funny. I love the people. My friend Dave Burge was like, yeah, people who don't understand law of probability. Yeah, okay. So, is this his book deal money? Is that the $5 million? I'm just curious, because he got $5 million.
He would never give up his own money.
No, true. No, he definitely wouldn't do it. He definitely wouldn't do that. All right, so first vaccine boosters apparently could be needed as soon as September. And then I was reading this piece over at MSN. How long do vaccine protections last? Science can't say for sure. What? Well, this is literally the article. Protection from coronavirus vaccines is expected to wane, but nobody knows when. Could be this fall for the first wave of people vaccinated last winter. And many predict that the coronavirus boosters are going to join annual flu shots. But they say that, yeah, now you're going to probably have to get a booster. But we don't know yet. We don't really know yet when. They said new data is coming out almost weekly. We don't know, but if you are unpatriotic, if you don't do it, that's what we do know. Every time you don't get injected, a bald eagle dies. Yes. Save the eagles. I'm just saying, like, can we know a little bit more? This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
A teachers union president melts down Randy Weingarten over DeSantis's campaign gear. She keeps saying, no, teachers can't go back. They're going to kill everybody. Okay, well then let them all not go back and we don't have to worry about CRT and all that in the schools. How about that? But DeSantis's team, they introduced a line of merchandise to raise money for his campaign, and it's called Don't Fauci My Florida. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it. Don't Fauci My Florida. And Randy Weingarten is really mad about it. And she's, even though he's totally following and followed all the, you know, CDC, WHO, I guess that Randy Weingarten thinks that the World Health Organization and the CDC and even the administration is wanting to kill people because everybody's on the same page with, like, opening and going back. I mean, stop it, woman, stop it. Like, at one point, maybe you could, you know, pretend to care about the kids that you, you know, preach, that you pretend, you know, actually care about the kids you pretend to care about. Insane. I have, oh man, I'm trying to be really nice here. 7%, only 7%. This is according to a poll from The Hill, want fewer cops on the street. Everybody wants police on the street. They want, in fact, it's a new Hill-Harris poll, so this is not a conservative poll. And everybody wants, it's like, what did they say? A majority of Hispanic voters, 54%, want more police in their community. 46% of white voters, 29% of black voters. 11% of black voters say they want less police. 10% of Hispanic, 5% of white voters. But they said that 61% of black voters want to keep the exact same amount of police in their community. 49% of white voters, 35% of Hispanic voters said the same. Oh, my. That's significant polling. We have the Attorney General, Ken Paxton of Texas, coming up. Don't miss, because we got a lot to discuss. Everyone knows when applying to jobs, you're lucky if you make it through one application before you're just ready to give up. It takes, on average, 18 minutes to apply to a single job. That's time consuming. Now, with the latter's new Apply For Me service, their expert team will apply to jobs for you. This is a game changer. The latter's is the number one job search site for six-figure jobs. Search thousands of jobs, and the latter's Apply For Me service does all the work of applying to jobs for you. Simply upload your resume and answer one set of questions one time, then click Apply For Me, and the latter's team will fill out all of the forms for you. You'll receive email confirmation when your application is complete, so you can sit back and relax. Plus, with a new Google Chrome extension, Apply For Me works on any job site, corporate career site, and job application page. One click, no hassle, no wasted time. Make those tedious job applications history and start using Ladder's new Apply For Me service today. Visit theladders.com/Dana to sign up. That's theladders.com/Dana. Here's this is one big issue. I talked about this on Fox last night, and I was reading this piece about it this morning. So let me just set it up. I'm trying not to tell on anybody. It's somebody that my mom knows. I don't know who. Somebody, my mom knows somebody. My mom was saying, you know what? So-and-so was telling me that they're going to forge their vaccine card. And I'm like, first off, what the hell is a vaccine card? Like, how is this part of your lexicon? How are you sitting here telling me, like, your vaccine card? What is this even about? She's like, well, you know, they're going to do it. I'm like, okay, but why though? Well, because, you know, it's going to come to that. They're going to make you have it. They're going to make you get it. Now, my mom has never been conspiratorial, but she likes to take her time and make her decision about stuff. Like, she's not anti-vax at all, right? Like, we love us some GMOs and chemicals, okay? We love, Yes, I will have some Froyo. Where are your chemicals and GMO amongst the shaved almonds and fruit selection that you have here in your smorgasbord of toppings at the Froyo place? We're those people. I'm slightly joking. I just don't care. I'm very Penn and Teller about this. If you've never seen that whole thing about organics and all that other stuff, I'm very much like that. I'm not concerned about it. Sidebar, whenever, like, my kids would, when we moved down here and when we would have sleepovers, I could always tell, like, if it was a nice trendy kind of, like, we're foodies, but we're not nuts. But I could always tell if it was like a New York, California kind of conservative sort of Texas kind of family. Because they would, well, do you have any allergies? Are they allergic to nuts? Are we, you know, soy okay? It's tofu. And I'm like, what the hell are you going to be feeding my kid while he's here? Like, why the hell are you feeding him soy tofu? I mean, you know, he's 12. why would you be, just give him some damn Doritos. He'll be fine. Okay, give him some Dew and Doritos. D&D, that's all you need. So, slightly joking. My parenting is way better. But you get my point though, right? So my mom has never been, she's, long story short, she eats healthy, but she's never been a conspiratorial hippie. Never. She just likes to take her own time and make her own decisions. And when you rush her to make a decision, she turns into a big giant toddler, a boomer toddler, who will not have it and will dig in further, because then that proves to her that she really needs to take her time making the decision. If you're trying to rush her, that means she needs to take her time even more. That's just an honest to heaven. I think that's how, like, our parents' generation, I swear to you, that's how their mind works. And I think to an extent, a lot of us, our mind works like that too. Like, Kane's pretty Gen X. I'm baby Gen X. My husband's Gen X, right? Rachel's on the cusp. She's like millennial Gen X, but we will lie for her and we'll claim her as Gen X. And Steve is just a millennial man. Heaven help him. But I've just noticed with our parents, they feel when you are rushing them to make a decision, that just proves to them they need to take their sweet time making it. And people get upset about this. I was on Fox last night with my friend Will Kane, who is guest hosting Primetime. And the headline was all about the vax passes. And so this brings me to what my mom was saying. She was like, yeah, so-and-so's they're making their own vaccine card. And I'm like, so you're forging government documents is what you're telling me. My mom's like, no, I'm not. My friend is. She was very clear, in case I related the story on the radio the next day, that it was not her. It was her friend. And I was just joking with her because I'm like, I'm totally fine with forging government documents if it's something for an unconstitutional request. I'm not encouraging you to break the law. I'm just stating my free speech opinion. I mean, if they're going to ask you to do something stupid, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, okay? So I didn't know this was a thing. So check out this headline. So this is related to the vax pass. And of course, you know, I immediately had to text her and be like, your friend's going to get busted. So the headline is this. FBI warns Americans about forging vaccine cards. What? Oh my gosh. You can't get away from these damn people. For the love. I didn't even know. And I mean, I'm looking at it and I guess what is an example of one. But I've seen like warnings about scams and stuff like that. It's literally at FBI.gov. Now, this is in Chicago. Now, whether or not this is applicable to everybody remains to be seen. But it says the Chicago Division of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning Illinois residents about the dangers involved in the illegal sale of fraudulent coronavirus vaccination cards and other coronavirus scams. Vaccination cards are intended to provide recipients of the vaccine with important information about the... It's just this government stuff. Oh, and then they have the statute. So you're not supposed to post pictures of your vaccine. You know, people are anyway. And then they give you a snitch line where you can call and snitch. Who does that? I would arrest somebody for snitching on this. I really would. If somebody called and said, I know someone who's making fraudulent vaccine cards. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to have to throw you in jail for being a snitch. That is punishable under Title 8, United States Code, Section 1016. And other federal laws that are in existence now. This is what happens if you get Dana in elected office. I'm warning you. Stop asking. Because this, I promise you, this is what I'll do. Oh, you're snitching? Go to jail. That's what's happening. So they said rely on trusted sources, et cetera, et cetera. So, Kane, my first thought is, this is an amazing business opportunity for people outside of Illinois. That's my first thought. I mean, your family can't get involved, but, you know.
I just don't understand. It only hurts people that aren't vaccinated. That's the thing. And those people who aren't vaccinated are making decisions on their health on their own.
Yeah.
So
you can't do that.
If you're vaccinated, then you're fine.
What is this business, making your own health decisions?
Right.
You know, the Uncle Sam's supposed to do that for you. There's an app out. I have in a headline section later. There's an app that's out where you allow people to make decisions in your life in a very Black Mirror kind of way. And it's actually like people download this app and actually interact with it, which is insane to me. But that's kind of what you're doing when you're signing up for big government, though, yeah. Right? You're allowing the government to make decisions. The fact that they're having to tell people now, you know, with this vaccine card, don't forge your papers. You know, when we ask you to show your papers, you better show us real papers, not papers that have been forged. I don't know. It just seems to me that people who did this in the past were kind of heroic. Just going to kind of lay that out on the table. So this is after all of this big push to, shame people about this. And honestly, there is a penalty. I don't know what the penalty is for forging this. That's a good question, Kane. I don't know what they just use some oogie boogie language. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. They're just like, don't do it. It's a bad no-no. Could be a felony. That's all I know. On levels of bad no-nos, it's like up top. I don't know. I don't know. What is the point of it? Can you imagine getting busted and you're in a jail cell with like hardened criminals? So what are you in for? Well, I forged a vaccine card. Can you imagine this?
I forged my card.
Yeah, don't forget to add the cough. Add a little cough so that way everyone else will stay away from you. Hey, and if you keep coughing enough and then you complain and you fake complain about not tasting things, maybe they'll put you in solitary. Then it's like a retreat. Bad one. Just saying. There's this monumental push to shame people over not getting this. And I was talking about this with Will last night, like I said on Vox, and it really does aggravate me, because you have, whether it's the VP or the president or everybody, just let people make their own decisions. We've talked about this on the show, and the government should be transparent. I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here, if I'm hesitant over something with which that the government says, you got to inject this. And if you don't inject it, you're a bad patriot. That's honestly the argument. I've been told by people, well, if you don't do this, then you're a bad patriot. Yes, because we all know that patriotism comes about with how often and eagerly you allow Uncle Sam to inject you with something. Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's why the colonists won, don't you know, the War of Independence. It's because George Washington was like, stick out your arms, colonists. It's about the freedom to choose. Freedom is a double-edged sword. You take, and there are risks that go along with it. You're not going to be able to get, and you're certainly not going to harangue people into agreement. You know, the best way to deal with this is to be transparent and stop trying to shame them over all of this. Stop it. That's going to be the best way to bring people to the table. But if you're going to act sanctimonious and pompous about it, then people are going to dig in even more because they don't react to that. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? These are Americans. Okay, people come here because they don't like where they're done with it. They're done with tyranny. They're done with corruption. They want to affect change. So you're talking to people united for the common cause of liberty. This is not a way to persuade any of them. Not at all.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness, and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so first and foremost, there was a Florida man who was caught snatching baby swans and putting them in a cooler.
What?
Why would anybody do that? What are they, goslings? Goslings. They're goslings, aren't they? Yeah. So he's caught catching baby swans and stuffing them. I'm pulling my story up. You have to forgive me because I'm about to punch my document in the face right now. Like, we're about to have violence on camera. This comes by, well, there's a couple of different outlets for this. So we've had stuff like this before, but this is this month. And there's apparently also video, and he was fighting with the parents, the swan parents. WKMG had the story. The guy is taking, no, cygnets. They're cygnets, not goslings. It was Lake Eola Park in downtown Orlando. He reached down, grabbed one, and the mom started going crazy. He hit the mom with the cooler. And he was like, yeah, we rescue them all the time. I've done this many times. I don't know. That he was telling the guy and his girlfriend that he's with a rescue and the babies would be dead tomorrow if he didn't take them. So they reported him, and police were able, they charged him with grand theft, and they said they tracked the babies down. They were rescued and they got him back with their mom. So can I not lie for it? Be totally honest. This is where Dana would get involved and be like tackling this guy.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'd be like, show me that you're with rescue, because you just hit the mama swan with a Rubbermaid tub, and now I got to hit you with a Rubbermaid tub. That is my fist, actually. So we got to have a discussion. There's no way I could, my husband and all of my family would have to grab onto ankles and my wrists and hold me back, and I still would be able to force spirit my way over there and smack this guy. So that stuff, I can't watch the video. I'm not going to watch it because, I'll just get mad. And I don't. Let's see here. The Florida educator is a former Tampa educator's history of discipline includes pulling his students' toes as punishment. What? Now, the guy's in Rhode Island now, but his past as an educator in Tampa is now coming up. Providence Journal reported that five boys had told Florida sheriff's deputies that this guy had asked them, this educator, Allegi, asked them on numerous occasions when he would pop their toes as punishment. Oh. That's disgusting. And I feel like maybe that was an excuse for him being a weirdo. Yeah. I also would hit him with a Rubbermaid container. That is my fist, I think.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.